Good morning, America. Welcome to our Mornings at the Mansion show, and we are so elated that you guys are here with us today, that you're listening to our amazing time of impartation today, and we're just so excited that we are here in this place. And we just always say, Laura and I, that today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So I am Marlo Mosley, your Mornings at the Mansion host, and this is Laura Kelly.
Buenos dias. Yes. Good morning, America.
My amazing co-host, and we're just like doing what God has called us to do in this amazing time. And we just want to say once again, welcome to our morning show, and we have an amazing topic this morning, and we just ask that you guys would just continue to pray for us. And we want to definitely encourage our callers to call in at our call-in number, and that is 646-668-2247. We'll repeat it again. That's 646-668-2247. So call us. Feel free to chime in on this amazing topic and just talk about what God has called us to talk about today. So we're going to let you introduce the topic, Laura.
Alrighty, I'm going to share with y'all, America, the ultimate love scripture that God gave us through his word, which is his love letters. And I'm going to read it to you, and it's on John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God did that for us.
Yes, he did.
Now, America, sometimes people, when they read it, they're like, oh, that is so sweet. He gave his life. Let me read it one more time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
He did that for us so we could have eternity, so we could be with him forever. And that's the ultimate love, because he went through a lot to do that for us.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And what's so amazing to me is when the scripture itself reads, for God so loved, okay? So for me, I could put a whole lot of O's behind the so. Mm-hmm. It's like so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, like, that's how much he, and even more, you know, loved us.
Yes.
And then, of course, we talked about last week a little bit, but we want to really emphasize this week as you teach this, that that he gave.
He gave.
You know, and that interpretation to me says that any time that you are flowing in the Christ-like or the God-like love, a gift comes behind it or comes with it.
Yes.
You know, that he gave, that he loved us that much that he gave his what? Only, right?
Only begotten.
Only
Son.
Yes,
yes.
That is what you really want us to understand today.
Yeah. And he went through a lot to do that for us. And I want to share a vision, America, that God has given me, what he did to me when I used to read it, but I never gravitate to the scripture like I did. Whenever, y'all know the movie Passion of the Christ that Mel Gibson made. When I saw that movie, America, you know, most people want to go to Hollywood and be famous for Hollywood, and they want to be stars. I was one of them back when I was in the world. I'm like, man, I want to be famous. I want to be a star. I want to walk that red carpet. But then when I saw what God did for us, and when I saw that movie, what Jesus did on the cross, how he got tortured, how he got spit, how he got whipped and they ripped his skin out, how they put that thorn on his head, how they broke his legs, how they nailed him to the cross. He shed all that blood for me, and I'm seeing his love, like, oh my gosh. And the part that got me is when he was on the cross nail, and when they stabbed him on the side, and they put that spear, I was like, oh my gosh, he did that for us, America.
Yes, he did.
So that we could have eternity, eternal life. and he shed all that blood, and he said, it is done, so we could follow. And when I saw that movie and I saw the pain, and it was almost like I was in there. And I was like, God, you did that for me and you and everybody in this world so we could have relationship, so we could follow you through your love letters, which is your word, so we could have life, life more abundantly. I said, forget Hollywood.
Okay.
I said, I want to be Jesuswood.
That's right.
You know, you know, the cross is made out of tree, and he's the tree of life, you know. And God just gave me that vision where I'm like, God, I want to be a star for you. And in Hollywood, they pretend, they act. It's not even real.
That's true.
You know, with Jesus, it's real.
Amen.
And it's living. It's forever. And so I just thank God for that vision that he gave me. And I love him so much.
All right. That is a great revelation that he gave you. And what we're going to do, America, is we have a caller calling in, and we're going to go to our commercial and come back and take our caller. So we just want to welcome you all to the show, and we just thank you. So hold on, caller. We'll be right back with you. What we're going to do is go to our commercial, and we'll be right back.
Going.
welcome back to our Morning at the Mansion show. So welcome back, America. And I believe that we have our first caller for the morning on the line. So we want to take our caller this morning. So good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Well, hello, caller. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
We are fantastic today, right, Laura?
Yes.
Oh, so well, hello, Ms. Laura. How are you?
We're doing great. We are. We're just so blessed that you have called in and that we just want to spend some time with you this morning on this amazing topic.
Well, I have decided to make this a part of my daily routine. I'm going to be with my sisters in Christ every Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock.
Minister Janice Bowditch that we're talking to this morning.
Yes, ma'am. And I can't wait to get back and be with you guys.
Well, we can't wait for you to get back and sup with us here at the mansion and hang out with us at the morning show and a whole lot more stuff. Okay?
Yes, I'm looking forward to attending new wine. I just feel it in my spirit that it would be beneficial to me, so I can't wait for that.
Wow. We are so excited that you just got all of this stuff that you're excited about.
Yes.
Well, that's what happens when you hang around the bling of the earth. Adopted the theme, sold out for Christ. I've been sold out all my life, so I'm still ready to spread that little tidbit of information.
Amen. That is so exciting. Yes, because, you know, we're doing that conference in July, so since we're on the subject, America, we're going to talk about the sold out conference, so that is coming up, so I pray that you will be back here to sup with us and just do all the things that the Lord is calling us to do in this season. Collectively,
yes,
as the women of God.
All right.
So, Janice, we thank you so much for listening in with us this morning. We have an amazing topic. The Lord did a great impartation of revelation for Laura on For God So Loved the World, which is John 3:16, of the ultimate love. That is our topic today that we are just sharing with the world.
All right.
So you continue to listen to us, okay? Just like
yes,
you promised.
I sure will. Thank you. And I'm listening.
Listen,
for my blessing today.
Well, thank you. And listen, you always feel free to call in and hang out with us on the line, okay, until we meet again. How about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We love you.
We love you.
Yes, and we miss
you. And I love you.
Okay, make sure you give my brother Larry my love, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Janice. You have a fabulous day.
Oh, I will. I will. I'm
okay.
So blessed.
Listen, you continue to be sold out for Christ, because that's the antidote.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you, love. And what we're going to do is we're going to continue on the menu with this amazing topic of the ultimate love that the Lord has for us. So
yes.
We just want to tell you that we love you and we hope to see you soon, okay? So we are back, America, to our amazing topic today, the ultimate love, and we're just going to kind of continue on the heartbeat that, you know, God has given you, Lord, for his amazing love.
Yes. And as I was sharing with y'all, America, you know, what he did for us in the cross, and what he went through so we could have life more abundantly. It's like, how can we not want to be sold out for Jesus? You know, how can we not follow him and give him our love?
Amen.
When he shed his love in the cross and shed all that blood for us so we could have intimacy, relationship, victory, healing, mercy, grace.
Wow.
Because without him, America, we have nothing. If y'all don't have Jesus,
that's so
you have nothing.
Amen.
You're empty. You're lost.
Yeah.
And.
But you know what, Laura? People think they do. You know, because of the deception.
Yes.
You know, that the world has. You know, it's almost like when I see the. You know how they dangle the carrot in front of the rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the world does to us if we allow it to. You know, it's such a facade. And then I have the interpretation also like a mirage. You know how when you're in the desert and you're thirsty and you're trying to get to that place of you know, to quench your thirst, and you see all this water. It's like a big body of water.
Mm-hmm.
And when you finally reach that destination, as thirsty as you are, it's false. It's not even real.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, I just thank God for that, you know, and I thank him for giving you this amazing topic for us to talk about today. But with our caller, what we're going to do is we're going to go back to our commercials this morning and just listen to our amazing music and hear what God is saying in that, because music is so much love in it as well. And we'll be right back, America.
So let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. You plan for me.
going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right. At the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Row Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
We are back at our Mornings at the Mansion show, so welcome back, America, to this amazing topic that we are just flowing in today, the ultimate love of Christ.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, and I just want to welcome you back to America. And so right now, I just want to say thank you to my familia, to my family that's here in the show. And why don't we give them an applause for them? Being with us. I just thank God for my family and my sisters, and we are so blessed.
Yes, yeah, because you, now you're my family.
Yes.
Okay. I never knew that I had a twin. America.
That's right.
God is so full of surprises.
We love the same daddy.
Yes.
The one that gave us eternity.
Yes. Isn't that awesome? So I just thank God for loving me enough and loving Laura enough to give us balance in this journey,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because I'm sure, I already know that you felt strange before when we realized we were peculiar, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, it's just so cool,
yes.
Though, when
yes.
you can have the same heartbeat, the same DNA, the same, but the same, right?
Yes, right.
And to really allow your persons to line up and meet and
yes.
still continue the journey. That's just so cool.
Yes, and what I love about you, Marlo, that you're so sold out for Jesus, just like me, because,
yes.
and we're both radical,
yes.
and I'm not going to come down. I've been told to come down, but, you know, Jesus did so much
yes.
for us in that cross. Why am I going to come
that's
down?
Right. Right.
And he's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
Isn't he worthy to
girl,
be praised?
I'm going to run, right?
I mean,
now.
There's
father
that loves us like him. Nothing can compare
I'm
to
sure,
him.
Girl.
And it's exciting.
Oh, my God. Wake up and people be like, do you drink coffee all day? No. I do have a cup because I really love the wet smell and I love the wet taste. So I do have a cup, but I feel my real cup. Okay. Come on.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I've been told when you get high.
Oh.
To be honest, I do. You get high before you come to work back when I was waitressing. And I was like, I do get high with Jesus.
That's right.
I get high with my Jesus, you know. But that's not normal. How can you be happy? It's not me. It's God through me. Through his work, spending time, falling in love with him. Through his love letters.
But, you know, it's the joy. It's an unspeakable joy, right?
Yes.
And the word says that the joy of the Lord is what?
Our strength.
That's it. So, hello, America. This is just joy,
yes.
joy, joy down in your soul. So,
yes.
it's amazing. And then you bubbling over. And that's why yes. you're the way you are.
Yes.
See, I can describe you, Laura,
yes.
to America because I'm describing me. Okay? So it's like, I remember that song that Jesus loved, just bubbles over in my soul, and it's just a bubble over every day.
And in Proverbs, it talks about, I think it's on 17, that a cheerful heart is good medicine.
Yeah, it is.
So when we're cheerful,
yeah.
you know, who don't want to be happy? Who don't want that happiness? And it's like Jesus through us.
That's
as
it.
We become that light, we share why we're happy. Who's doing it? Because it's not us. It's Jesus through us.
And
I'm just thankful for the word.
I'm thankful for God that he did that for us, that he so loved us.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, with a million O's.
Woo, period.
So, yeah. Come on, America. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Yes. You know, it's so real. I mean, that is just so amazing when you think about the depth.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm a depth person. You're a depth person. I already know. Okay?
Yes.
So we ride in the car of depth.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
This journey is so tangibly amazing.
Yes.
You know, and that is why the Lord gave us the revelation about the blame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he says that's who, in Proverbs 31:10, you know, who can find a virtuous
mm-hmm.
woman?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says that we are far more than. And when he said that, oh, my God. I'm going to be a sapphire, ruby, and what you
a pearl.
Call? What you
going to
be? The diamonds, everybody knows about that, but learning about these rubies and how rare they are, that's just, you know, I don't even have the words, America. It's speechless. It's unspeakable.
Yes.
And then we kind of got off the subject, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know, for Jesus, he's worthy, and
I know, that's what I'm talking about, Lord. That's an unspeakable place to where you arrive to that place, even though you have a lot to say.
Yes.
A lot.
It's like, Lord, I don't know where you're going. You're an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Yeah, he is. You know, I woke up this morning, I'm sure you did too, because you're my twin. I know how you are. And I said, you know, good morning, Lord. Happy Valentine's Day. You know, but I just believe, and I'm going to make this declaration, and I pray that everybody has this mindset, that should be every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every
day.
God so loved that he gave
mm-hmm.
for us to have life, like the word says, more abundantly. And we can have that every day.
Every day.
You know, so the illustration of love should be daily. I actually think it should be every second of the day.
Yes.
Okay, that we do that for one another.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm just going to be loving on you, Laura. It's going to be oozing off of me.
Ooh, yeah. I'll be loving on you.
Yeah, you know.
And giving you hugs, more love.
Yes. And that is just who we are.
And America, if people could get crazy and radical for a football game, for a concert.
Come on now.
Why can't we do that for the King of Kings
right.
and the Lord of Lords? And
that's
he's
right.
worthy.
Yes, he
he's
is.
So worthy.
Yes, he
so
is.
I'm going to be radical for him.
I'm in with you, too, girl. This is my pom-pom,
right?
Oh, my Bible.
You should know.
Hey ladies, have you heard about the Anthony Michelle Experience? Let me tell you, it's one of the most exciting things that could happen to you. You've heard them talk about it. That is, that magic factor. It is what you'll be feeling when wearing an Anthony Michelle design. Anthony Michelle custom-made clothes and accessories are designed with you in mind. The real woman. From casual to business, cocktail to evening, Anthony Michelle has something that will set you apart from the rest. Oh, and yes, for you travelers, jet setters out there, she even provides resort and swimwear available year-round. If you're looking to establish your own sense of style and be different, Anthony Michelle has something for you. Located at 2706 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Get a feel of the Anthony Michelle Experience.
Well, we are back, America. So welcome back. Welcome back, Laura.
Welcome back, America.
Yeah, so excited. And I tell you, sometimes the commotion times are just as tangible as airtime, right? It's so amazing. But I just tell you, America, this is just the season of really, you know, going into that place and, you know, really wanting more, having a desire, going higher in who God is. And when we go higher in Him, He elevates us, you know, and we're no longer the same, you know, because of what is in us.
Yes.
And back to the topic of His ultimate love, and that is the reason why.
Yes, and I want to emphasize, when I shared with y'all earlier that He takes us just the way we are. And what's so beautiful about Him, that when you start seeking Him and falling in love with Him and getting the understanding of what He did for us in the cross, I promise you, America, you will not be
That's
the same.
Right. That's right.
Transformation will take place. Give Him a chance. Give Him a chance, and I promise you, you will not regret it. And He's just looking for love. He's looking for who wants to give Him your heart. He's looking for souls that want to seek Him, because He has so much for you and me to give us peace, joy, eternity, love, to give us all His promises that He left us right here through His word, His love letters. And He did, and it's all because of what He did for us in John 3:16.
Amen. And that's how we have to really understand the depth of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the surface days are over, America. We have to go, you know, because the Lord is calling us into the deep so that we can really resonate on the things and the promises, like you say, in His word, you know, and all of those things. A lot of people are working to get those things, and you don't have to work. Christ already went to the cross.
Yes.
And that's what you were talking about. You know, He was wounded, you know, for our transgressions. And He, you know, all of that, you know, by His stripes were healed. Everything, all the victory was on the cross for us.
Yes.
So we don't have to go in and try to work it, because that's that law, place of law, you know. But now, since Christ went to the cross, we're under grace.
Yes.
And by grace, are we saved?
Yes.
You
yes.
know, through faith. But you have to know that.
Yes, yes. And as I share John 3:16, I want to share another scripture with y'all, America. And it's on Revelation 22:16. So as I was sharing that many people want to be a star for Hollywood, I want to be a star for Jesus would, for my Jesus, you know, which is the ultimate calling, and He will not let you down when you follow Him. And on Revelation 22:16, it says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star.
Wow.
So, America, I just ask that as you let John 3:16 meditate on what He did for us, that instead of being a star for the world, be a star for Jesus.
Amen.
Be a bright morning star for Jesus. And I want my name engraved in His kingdom, you know, forever and ever and ever. And so I just want to share that.
That is beautiful.
There's so much more to say. God is just so awesome.
Yes, He is.
He's so awesome.
Yes, He is. But that's beautiful. You know, when you were talking about the bright and morning star, which is, you know, the light of Christ, you know, who illuminates in us, it just keeps taking me back to the blame.
Yes.
it just does, you know, that we can really, if he is in us, let our light so shine for men and women that, you know, that they may see our good works. But it's not really us, it's who is in us, you know, and that's why we can illuminate and shine like a diamond, like a ruby, like a star, like you were talking about, like pearls. We have like genuine stones, America.
Yes.
And that's how I know these play pearls. They play pearls. Okay. And the real light and the real SO, you know, if he shines in us. So I'm just so grateful, Laura, that the Lord really gave you that. And I know you've been having that in your belly for a very long time.
And he gave me a song, y'all. I used to sing it all the time when I was a baby Christian. Because of what he did for me on John 3:16, and I always used to say, I want to be a star for Jesus. I want to be a star. I want to be a star for Jesus. Be a star, be a star, be a star. And this is me right now, America. This is Marlo. We're that Proverbs 31:10, the bling of the earth. And we're stars for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And I'm just so excited because seeking Jesus, it gets better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that you're not going to go through trials and tribulations, but trust me, we're all going to go through some stuff. But knowing that we have promises
Amen.
Here and victory,
Amen.
It's just exciting.
And we just have to stand on it.
Yeah.
And I love that song.
Yes.
Yes, I want you to teach it to me. Okay? So I have to sing the wish, girl. Okay? You got to sing it. You got to sing it to the Lord. Okay? Yeah, one week now.
Also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it. Hey ladies, have you heard about the Anthony Michelle Experience? Let me tell you, it's one of the most exciting things that could happen to you. You've heard them talk about it. That is that magic factor. It is what you'll be feeling when wearing an Anthony Michelle design. Anthony Michelle custom-made clothes and accessories are designed with you in mind. The real woman. From casual to business, cocktail to evening, Anthony Michelle has something that will set you apart from the rest. Oh, and yes, for you travelers, jet setters out there, she even provides resort and swimwear available year-round. If you're looking to establish your own sense of style and be different, Anthony Michelle has something for you. Located at 2706 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Get a feel of the Anthony Michelle Experience.
Well, we are back at our Mornings at the Mansion show, and we just want to just take this opportunity to just tell you guys thank you for listening to us, and thank you for our caller for calling in today. And
so
we just pray that we're going to give you this number once again. So if you want to call in at the last few minutes of the show, you still can. Or
Be Mindful for every Tuesday at 10. Feel free to call in at 646-668-2247. And that is our calling number here at our Mornings at the Mansion blog.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, Lord?
Amen. Yes.
So it's just such an amazing time. Today was just such a new day in the depth of the S.O. you know. Okay.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. My little face. I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. It ain't like you have five to choose from. So we have our caller this morning calling in, and we're going to receive our caller at this time. So we just want to say welcome, caller. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
We are blessed and highly favored today.
Good morning, Matt Daniels.
Good morning. How'd you know it was Matt Daniels?
Hi, y'all. Good morning. Hello, warrior.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Mr. Matt, for calling in and joining in with us at our Mornings at the Mansion show today.
Yes. I am so glad that I bumped into Laura yesterday because she was telling me that she's going to be on your talk show and talking about John 3:16, and I'm just listening to you guys, and I just love the fact that it's all about Jesus. I love that you all are so positive. There's nothing negative, just joy and happiness and everything, and that's what the body of Christ needs. That's what unbelievers need, and I just want to encourage you guys to just keep doing what you're doing because this is blessing so many people. It's blessing me. And you can never go wrong when you talk about the love of Jesus Christ. So I just want to say thank you to you guys and what you all are doing.
Thank you, Matt. Love you. And of course,
love
you know Jesus loves
her. But we definitely need it.
Yes,
thank
we
you
needed
so
that.
Much
that meant a lot. Thank
yes.
you so much. And yes. thank you for all the prayers. And I just thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the day.
And you too. You too. Be blessed and be fabby-tastic today, Matt.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
And we will hope to hear from you again really soon, okay?
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, to God
be
the
glory.
Thank you so much, Matt, for that.
Thank you.
You know, those words of encouragement, because sometimes you not sometimes, I'm going to say all the time, when you hear from God and God tells you to step out on the very tip of that limb, and you know it might break, but when he have you, it don't break. I think some new limbs grow. Okay?
Yes.
Hold you up. And I just thank God for the new limb in my life, and that's you.
Yes, Laura. And I thank God for you, too.
Yes.
And just all my family in Christ Jesus that's coming in. We're just so blessed.
And you just have such a great connection to the body of Christ. And that is what was so needed in my life at this time. Because you know how you just continue to war as a warrior and continue to press in and go and do. And you just think, God, am I doing this? I mean, I know you told me to do this, and I know one day, and I know Sunday, and I know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah. So when that day finally comes, that's why when you walked in the doors here at the mansion, it blew me away. Because I knew that it was the season, and I knew that you were supposed to be in my life. And then I knew we were going to do life together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I saw the shirt. So I got the Jesus. I'm like, I knew you were my
sister. We need a whole show just to talk about that. That was fantastic. And it was so funny because I think about it today, and we took 15 minutes in the 40. Okay, I didn't say nothing. I was just listening. But I knew God was talking to me while you were talking to me. So it was so funny.
I didn't know what you were saying.
Because he hears your heart. Because
That is where our issues flow from.
Yes.
You know, and that was kind of like an issue for me. Not in a bad way, America, but in a real way. Because I was seeking him, like, I know you called me to do this radio show. And we're doing what we do, but I know that there's much more. And there are more people that we can really connect to go higher.
Yes.
For you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
And that was my prayer for this New Year's resolution. I said, Lord, lead me to connect me to people that are sold out for you. Connect me to people that are not only sold out, but they're committed.
Yeah.
And I hear a week later that I prayed that, I'm like, ew. And everybody else that I'm meeting here, there's so many more in here too. And the presence is, when I walked in here, the presence of God was here at the mansion.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. I didn't want to leave that night either.
Well, we were here quite a while, a couple hours. It was just the most amazing encounter. But that's why our agendas don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only the kingdom agenda,
yes.
You know, that that takes precedence over anything. Because I was getting ready to walk to the front and lock the front door. Okay? Yes! And just close up for the day. God said,
I got something else.
Awesome. And from that day to this one, like, we're doing life differently on a whole nother dimension.
Yeah.
I would say life, we thought it was great then, right?
Yeah,
it was. So God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Daddy.
Yes.
Thank you,
Abba.
We love you. Thank you.
Yes.
All the gifts of you, all the glory and honor and praise goes to you, my King.
Yes, amen. And on that note, we're going to go to commercial, and we will be right back.
When I'm with you, curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms, all my fears melt away.
are back, and we are chiming down and concluding our show this morning. This has been such a fabutastic day.
Yes.
It's just been
yes.
more than fabulous and more
yes.
than fantastic. It's been concurrently fantastic.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And we just thank God for that, and I just thank God for you, Laura, that we are here and that we're so contagious.
Yes.
And that, you know, we're going to decree and declare that we're going to put the enemy on notice in the area.
Yes. Yes.
And we are, you know, one for the thousand.
Yes.
Two of them.
Woo!
So we are here
to
put 10,000 to flight, and they've already
yes.
scattered.
Yes.
And we just
Amen.
Thank God. So every Tuesday at 10 a.m., get ready because we are in warrior mode.
That's
right.
Right.
And
that's
I just
right.
thank God for that. And we have such an amazing time here at the mansion on Park Row at 2700 West Park Row Drive. That's Pantego, hashtag Arlington, Texas, 76013. And we have a full calendar most of the time here at the mansion. So the first Fridays is our New Wine Empowerment Group. So feel free to go onto our New Wine page on our Facebook, New Wine, and check out those amazing highlights of our shows that we've done previously. We just did one last couple weeks
yeah.
ago.
Ooh.
Did you get the
slide? I can't wait
to
come out.
Love y'all so much, and just remember that what, Laura, that God so loved
the
right.
world that he gave his only
yeah.
begotten, for he who believes shall not perish and have everlasting life. And that's true love.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
The ultimate love of all.
Yeah, unconditional.
Yes.
Right?
That's
so
right.
I just wanted to take the opportunity to say that we love you.
We love you.
You know, and we thank God for you for listening. And
yes.
we just want to take a very special moment to thank our caller, Sister Minister Janice and Minister Matt.
Matt Daniels.
Janice, isn't it?
Matt Daniels.
Matt Daniels.
Yes.
So, Matt, thank you for calling
thank
in.
You,
and thank you for your love
yeah.
and your words of encouragement.
Yes. And all the prayers. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Yes. So we just thank God for you and just mighty men and women of God.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
we really do. And we want to thank God for our amazing in-house audience that is
yes.
Yes. Thank you so much, and I know that God has so much more in store.
Yes,
and we just want to be seated, you know, in the right time, in the right place. And so, Lord, you want to take us out?
Yes. Well, America, we love you. Have a blessed day, and remember, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah, especially for Valentine's.
Especially for Valentine's.
Yeah. Yeah, so not only are we representing the heart, but we're representing the blood.
The blood, the blood.
So that's just, you know, when you can really resonate and transition and face
yes.
on and face off like that,
yes.
that's why we look a little ridiculous.
Yes.
Crazy. But
and go be a star for
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, and a bright and morning
bright
star.
Bright morning star.
Even
yes.
in the night.
Even in the night.
Yeah.
Let
do
it
shine. Do it.
Wait.
So until next week, right? Is it next week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Next week.
We'll see you guys then. So
adios.
God bless you.
God bless.
We love you. And stay contagious.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.